This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Brittany from Marysville is. Brittany, are you there?
Hello. Good morning.
Oh, I love this. Were you by chance? Were you by chance listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday?
I no. Well, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. Hopefully, it's not the decision maker. But let's see. Steve, get out of here.
All right. Bye bye. What the hell, man?
We're off the rails.
What's wrong with you?
I kind of liked that, though. That was very fun.
Just play a different one.
Me too. That was cool.
Just for you, Brittany. And for those playing at home, Brittany has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What do the wheels on the bus do in the song?
They go round and round.
They sure do. What type of juice is in a screwdriver cocktail?
Orange juice.
Yes. What is the smallest unit of life that can carry out all functions of living organisms?
A cell?
Yes. What office actor is Emily Blunt married to?
John Krasinski.
Correct. Tight end George Kittle plays for what NFL team?
San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. What salad is generally made up of celery, fresh apples, walnuts, and grapes? Who played Glenn in the 80s horror A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Pass.
What is the southernmost continent in the world?
Or on Earth?
Yes. Beginning with T, what is the first real name of singer CeeLo Green?
Theodore.
No.
Pass.
How many centimeters are in 1 meter?
1,000.
No.
Damn it.
Close there. Brittany, you got 6 correct, though. You were on a roll.
But we'll see. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let's go, Britt.
And you got 2 of the ones on the cheat sheet correct. So really,
that's good.
Yeah, you almost didn't even need it. Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
What do the wheels on the bus do in the song?
Oh, they go round and round.
They do. What type of juice is in a screwdriver cocktail?
Orange juice.
Yes. What is the smallest unit of life that can carry out all functions of living organisms?
What? A tadpole?
No.
Is it like an embryo?
No.
A cell.
Yes. What office actor is Emily Blunt married to?
Oh, John Krasinski?
Yes. Tight end George Kittle plays for what NFL team?
Oh, it's like tight end George? I was like, who's that? The stupid San Francisco 49ers.
Yes. What salad is...
But he's a wrestling fan, so I like him.
You better. What salad is generally made up of celery, fresh apples, walnuts, and grapes?
House salad.
No.
A Cobb salad.
No.
A salad salad.
No. Who played Glenn in the 80s horror A Nightmare on Elm Street?
Johnny Depp?
Yes. What is the southernmost continent on Earth?
I don't know. South America.
No.
Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes, but
too
it's
late.
Too
damn
late.
Damn it.
And Steve, you got 6 correct, which is a tie.
Wow.
6-6.
That's, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah, I love that enthusiasm, Brittany. A tie is better than a loss. And Steve can't play a song, so I'm happy.
I know, he was all ready.
I'm so excited.
He was all ready.
I had a special song for number 300 and everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that even sucks more for you.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. You guys got the same ones wrong, though. The salad that is made up of celery, fresh apples, walnuts, and grapes.
Waldorf.
That was on the cheat sheet.
Oh.
Yes, it's kind of one of those salads that I think is very random and very forgotten about.
But sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. A little pop of the grape in there.
One that you didn't, southernmost continent on Earth, you eventually got Antarctica. Mm-hmm. Two you did not get to, beginning with T. What is the real first name of CeeLo Green?
Thomas.
Yes. I don't know how you know that, but I'm very impressed.
I really like his Christmas record, and I know a little bit too much about him.
Steve, we are finding out the weirdest things about you.
CeeLo's Christmas record is my favorite Christmas record.
Stop! I didn't even know he had a Christmas record.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Oh my goodness, it's like the greatest Christmas record of all time.
I don't believe that, but there are also 100 centimeters in 1 meter. Brittany said 1,000. But I feel like I need to listen to this album now.
It's so
It is almost
good.
Christmas time.
Yeah.
Rockaholics, have you ever dated? Probably not if you're rolling around blasting this music, but if you have ever dated, we have a very simple question to ask you, but you got to call us now. 206-803-ROCK, and we promise it is a simple question. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will take your calls after Blind Melon. There was a great chat on Reddit where someone asked the question, what is your pettiest reason for not dating someone?
Oh, these are going to be good.
Here are some of the highlights.
Okay.
They asked how they were doing, and the person responded with, #blessed.
I kind of think that's hilarious. And if I was that person's friend that decided not to keep dating that person, anytime they asked me how I was doing, I would be like, #blessed.
Another one, she had the same name as my mom. I just couldn't do it.
Oh. Yeah, #hashtag can't do it either. Wait, Danny's doing it.
Boom. There it is. They spell it differently, though, so.
Did you make sure of that?
No.
That is kind of crazy. I don't think I could ever, like, granted, if I dated someone named Rosanna, I'd have to bring it up to my wife, because that'd be weird. But if I was single, I don't know if I could date somebody whose name was Roseanne.
Yeah, it was unintentional, and it was one of those, like, I don't know.
Was there any point where you were like, oh, this is kind of strange.
Yes. From day one. And she was always like, I hate that my name is your mom's name. And I was like, well.
How did mom feel about it? She probably thought it was adorable.
Honestly, she never said anything about it. She never said, like, she's never, like, actually commented on it other than just being like, oh, that's why we call her Lynn as opposed to Linda.
Mm. Another one, he had a Velcro wallet. Not a wallet chain, Danny.
Yeah,
a Velcro wallet.
I forgot they even exist. I kind of want one again.
My 5-year-old has a Velcro wallet.
Would that have Paw Patrol on it?
Yeah, no, it's got Spider-Man.
Nice.
So this wants, a simple question wants to be asked because of this. And
you okay?
And my words.
You just had like a Steve Miggs-ism.
And that simple question is this. What is your pettiest reason for not dating someone? Will from Puyallup, what is yours?
They talk too much.
What?
Isn't that the whole point of being in a relationship, to have conversations? I love it. What do you mean by
talk? I hate one-sided conversations.
Oh, that's fair.
And then when I try to talk, they hijack my story and take over my story. I'm like, I'm a gracious listener, but I just can't deal with that.
Has there ever been a point where you're like in the situation? Because I've had this happen with friends, never in a relationship, but with friends, where you're just like, hey, man, could you let me finish the story?
Yeah, exactly.
And it wouldn't go over well, I'd imagine.
Not at all. Christian in Seattle, what was your petty reason for not dating someone?
They don't eat their vegetables.
Oh.
Well, you know what? You should date Thrill because he hates vegetables.
That would be a match made in heaven. 206-803-ROCK, what is the pettiest reason you did not want to date someone? Rusty from Puyallup.
Jacked up feet.
Oh.
Like hobbit feet?
I don't like feet in general, but if you got some jacked up, gnarly feet, I'm out.
Yeah, that's fair.
There was one time where I was like hanging out with somebody and they took, we were at like a party or something like that, and they took off their shoes, and I didn't notice until that moment that they didn't have a big toe.
Whoa!
And I could not get it out of my head.
Doesn't that throw off your balance?
Well,
bad.
They must be able to figure out how to walk all right with it, because I didn't notice that until all of a sudden I'm like, and then as the party's going on, and we're all wasted. I remember just being like, I can't stop looking.
Yeah.
I can't stop looking. There is a missing toe.
That's so cool.
You didn't even ask about it though,
or take a picture.
Well, this is before cell phones, so we didn't just have like a. I know.
When was that?
20 years ago, back in the day, I didn't have my Polaroid with me at the time.
Frederick from Tacoma, what was your pettiest reason for not dating someone?
My pettiest reason, I'm 6 years old. Back in the day, it makes me remember we had to catch the yellow buses in high school. And those buses did not have the windows that
you... Oh, my God.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I like how you said Migs will know. I don't know. Are we talking about the bus or are we talking about the odor? Because I think everybody has experienced yellow buses and also that scent.
I knew where that was going, and I was just immediately like, no, we're dumping this.
Oh. Wait, can you not say that?
No.
I mean, you could, but you definitely can't dwell on it.
Wow.
Thanks, Sarah.
That was fun.
For the record.
The old chicken of the sea.
No one ever calls it that.
I'm trying to find a tactful way to talk about it.
Isn't it just a fish of the sea? Right?
Okay. No, we'll have an offline conversation because I don't even think I have an offline conversation because I think I'd get in trouble with HR if I try to explain what I just said.
Yeah. And I will say, when when I talked to him, he did not say that. He's just so everyone knows.
What did he say?
He just said body odor.
Oh, it's which, part of the body.
Yeah, so really he didn't lie to me. I just didn't ask specifics.
Why are people losing their minds about Dave Grohl being spotted at a gas station?
I've got another confession to make.
We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The website alternativenation.net recently posted a photo of Dave Grohl at a gas station and wrote this.
I've got another confession to make.
Signs of trouble in Dave Grohl's marriage persist as he was recently seen in Los Angeles without his wedding ring purchasing cigarettes.
I'm your fool.
A source told In Touch that Grohl is committed to therapy and working to repair his relationship with his wife and three daughters.
I always love the sources. I feel like they just make it up and just say it's a source and he's working on his marriage because that's probably what he's doing.
Well, Steve Miggs, this insider shared that Dave Grohl is constantly apologizing and under intense scrutiny, struggling with the slow process of rebuilding trust.
Oh, poor guy.
Many had a field day with this post, goofing on the story being told, so we have to go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these posts, and I always love sending these to our production director, Jason, because he is the biggest Foo Fighters / Dave Grohl fan, and he has to remind himself of how awful of a human being Dave Grohl actually is. So we found, and I'm slow over the top, but we found some of these comments, which are a little bit over the top, and said, hey, do whatever impression you want just to illustrate how ridiculous people get on social media. Well, and also how ridiculous this post is as well. Is this news? Let's check out our first comment.
The gas station?
Sorry.
Gasp! Bros at the gas station? That is a sign his relationship is in trouble. Look out!
I mean, if I was Dave Grohl, I'd probably have someone go to the gas station for me.
Yeah, if you're happily married, you don't go to gas stations. Clearly.
Last time I was at a gas station, I hooked up with three girls at the gas pump. Mm-hmm. Then we bought a pack of cigarettes each. My wife was so pissed at me. I now own an electric car and have been faithful ever since. Whew.
I believe all of that story.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Dave Grohl needs to do. He needs to get a Tesla.
Yeah, what's so hard about that, Dave?
I mean, he'll fall in line with it. He should get one of those Cybertrucks. Just double down on the douchiness.
Yes.
All right, next comment.
I'm totally shocked that a rock star stepped out on his wife. Just weird.
It is crazy how every rock star has probably done something like this. Maybe not having, I think the kid part is what makes it a little extra scandalous.
Spicy.
But man, oh man, people are just so happy to see the good guy Dave Grohl show a dark side.
Mm-hmm.
I cut him some slack. He's on paternity leave.
They're not wrong.
That was good.
This is all hearsay, speculation, and gossip. I am going to unfollow, and I suggest whoever wrote this take a class on journalism.
It is interesting how nowadays you go on social media and there are these quote-unquote news sites which don't really have a website. They're just Facebook pages or Twitter pages. And they're just, I mean, I got to imagine a journalism major is just losing their mind reading some of these stories because there's like no facts. There's just a source told me this. I see it all the time, like in music websites and also wrestling Facebook and social media pages where it's like, this is just a giant make 'em up.
Well, then you involve AI too sometimes and things get real wonky.
They can make a picture that will coincide with whatever the story is that you want. And yeah, granted, Dave Grohl in the picture has six fingers, but you know what? Don't let that get in the way of the truth.
A month or so after revealing a secret love child, his marriage is still in trouble? Shocking. I thought for sure it would all have been blown over by now. I mean, it's been weeks.
They're right. It only takes weeks to get over a marriage.
Yeah. One of life's biggest mysteries has finally been answered. Was Aaron Rodgers, in fact, picking his nose and eating it during the Sunday night football game? We're going to find out with What's Trending after Pearl Jam.
The Daily Mix Show.
As you move through your morning with a sip of coffee here and there and try to make sense of the world of pop culture, you could be a little overwhelmed, and we understand that. So we're here to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show?
Now have clarification from Aaron Rodgers himself after being accused of picking his nose and eating it on the sidelines during the Sunday night game, the Jets-Steelers game.
Did you see the video of this?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And this is what he told the Pat McAfee show.
I've actually never eaten my boogers. That's one thing I'm very proud of. It's a tough look to try and defend because that video is a little incriminating. Yeah. But I can tell you that there needs to be a side view that shows that there wasn't a boog that actually went in the mouth. Yeah, it's a bad look.
There's also like him, like he was like doing like smelling salts. He had like some kind of liquid thing that he was like, they're like, you realize you have a face mask in front of you, you can't drink this. And then he's like, no, I'm just smelling the thing. which I think was kind of funny as well.
He's a wild man.
Eating the bugs, baby. Netflix is going to be putting out, I will watch this, a two-part documentary called Jerry Springer. Fights, camera, action. It premieres on January 7th. Now, unfortunately, he passed last year, but it's going to explore how Jerry's show became one of the biggest and most outrageous shows in the 90s. And they also say that it's going to go behind the entertaining facade, lay some darker truths, which kind of sucks if it's like about him and he's not allowed to defend himself. But you know what? I remember that there was this VH1 docuseries, and I don't know how true it was or not, but they try to set it up and make it seem like as if Jerry Springer had no idea that the guests and the people that were on his show were plants.
Oh.
So, like, the producers would find, like, these people that are willing to ham it up. And, like, yeah, we know you really didn't have sex with your sister and you're also dating your mom, but just pretend that on the show. And then they would do that and just kind of throw it on the show and have Jerry just react how he reacts.
Honestly, watching that show was one of the highlights of being home from school sick.
Let's not forget about Steve, the security guy, too.
Oh, Steve was... Didn't he get his own show?
He did, the Steve Wilkos show.
Oh, so amazing. Bro Bible ran a poll asking fans which NFL quarterback they would most want to have a beer with.
I'll tell you who it's not. Aaron Rodgers. I don't need to be drinking with him and he's just eating his bugs.
Bring the hand sanitizer. Yeah. This was focused mostly on personality, not gameplay. So after a lot of debate, it was Baker Mayfield that won the top spot, beating out Kirk Cousins in the final.
I don't care about either of them.
Who would you pick?
Geno Smith.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Mr. Unlimited.
Mr. Unlimited.
Get him drunk and be like, let's call Sierra. Come on, let's do it. Yeah.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs? He's got a record of 299 wins, 89 losses, and 52 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.